and she's just grumbling, grumbling, grumbling. And we get the mail, and I start going back up the drive when she's grumbling, grumbling. So I just, I ran out of oil. I turned to her and I said, hey, just grow up. Now, one thing you don't say to your wife is that. Don't ever say that. That's how I got this scar right under my eye.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope. So what's all this extra oil stuff Pastor Wayne is talking about? Well, in the Bible, there's a story Jesus told of some people who didn't bring enough oil for their lamps. And sure enough, at the worst possible time, their lanterns ran out. It was lights out for them. So how does this apply to you and me today? Well, it's funny you should ask. Pastor Wayne is just about to explain. It's a message entitled, Bring More Oil, and that'll be coming up in just a moment. But first, we invite you to join us for a few minutes of worship from New Hope.
Praise thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not.
Tomorrow.
Here now is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Bring More Oil.
Take out your notes with me as we talk about the importance of, as Matthew 25 is going to talk to us about, bringing more oil. Let me start it this way. You know, one of the things I love about Hawaii is this, that we still have our parades, you know. We just had the Kamehameha Day Parade and the horses and the floats and the bands. I just love that because it's reminiscent of my boyhood days when my mother would take us to Ala Moana Park early in the morning, stretch out this goza mat, and we would sit there, eat some musubis, and then the parade would start. We'd watch the parade, yay, and then we'd play around the ponds and the sides of the ocean. And my mother would always say, you stay within my sight. Don't go out of my sight, because she knew, being about 8 or 9 years old, I would always get into trouble. So she said, you stay in my sight. So we'd go off, and sure enough, as usually would happen, I slipped on one of the coral things and just skinned the side of my ankle down my leg. And I come running back, oh, Mama, sorry. And she, and for some reason, I don't know why, but she has this medical kit with her. And she always carried this medical kit. And so she pulls out this smoky bottle with a glass applicator. It's called iodine. Now, I think they've outlawed the stuff today. Yeah, I think it's outlawed along with DDT, asbestos, and C-12 explosives. She'd take this thing out and look at me, you know, and she'd put it on my leg. And it, I tell you, it stung like a Portuguese man of war on steroids. Man, then I started crying. It was worse than the accident itself. But boy, that thing was strong, and it leaves this red tattoo mark that, like, you've been had, you know? And it just leaves us, and it doesn't wash off, this red stuff. So it's on my leg, and man, it hurt. The pain was so excruciating, so powerful, that it kills all germs within a 3-mile radius. Just amazing. But even though it hurt, I knew it was going to kill germs, and it would always heal up really fast. It's just amazing. I mean, I used to love it when my brother would get a cut, you know. Mom, you know, bring the iodine. No, 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 iodine. No, no, no. Baby, baby. And then they came out with stuff like Mercurochrome and Neosporin, but that's for sissies. Real men take iodine. But that's sort of like today's lesson. It's like an iodine lesson. Because even though at first it might go, ooch, ouch, ooch, ouch, it's important because it'll stop stuff from growing that shouldn't grow. And it'll help us to heal and get stronger. We just came through the book of Proverbs in our daily devotions, where Proverbs is sort of, it uses contrasts, sometimes comparisons, but these couplets that will give you a good and then the bad, so that you can kind of see in context what God's talking about. And he'll say something like, good people do this, bad people do this. Wise people do this, foolish people do this. Dumb people do this, dumber people do this, you know. And it's okay so long as you don't identify more with the second than the first. It's like, ooch, ouch. Because I remember that's how it was when I first became a Christian. Someone handed me the Bible. First thing I noticed when I opened it, no pictures. That should have been a sign, you know, right in the beginning. No pictures. How do you read this? And so you just start at Generations and start going to Revolutions, and you start reading through this thing. And I got to a book called Job. I said, no way, I'm not going to read that thing. And so I split them. And the next one was worse. It was Palms. Palms. I'm going to read that thing. But I got to one called Proverbs, and then it had these juxtaposed contrasts in couplets, the good, the bad, the good, the bad, the wise, the foolish, the dumb, the dumber. And I read that, and I think, whoa, it says a wise man does this. No. But a foolish man does this. Yeah. And for the first time in my life, I began to see a book that started to identify me with the wrong side. And I thought, oh, ouch, but that's me. It was like iodine lessons, but it was so good for me. Because for the first time, I realized I need to make a change. Well, this passage today is like an iodine lesson because it's going to talk about five wise bridesmaids and five foolish, and you're going to see which one we're in. Some will identify with one, some will identify with another, but if it's an iodine lesson, it's okay because it may kill what you don't want to have growing in your life, and it's all right. The scene opens up. It's a wedding scene. Now, the bride and the bridegroom, they get married. The ceremony is done. Now, he's out talking with his friends and vala'owing until you have the dinner. Now, the dinner is at a different place. There's a ceremonial hall where they're going to have a dinner. Now, if the wedding was about 5 or 6 at night, then by the time they eat, it's going to be 8, and in that time, it was dark. So these bridesmaids would have lamps. Now, the lamps were just clay pots with a wick floating in some olive oil. And so it wasn't that much oil, but enough to light the way. And so what they would do is they would have 10 of these bridesmaids along just where the reception hall will be and lining the road to the entrance so that people could see it at a distance and go towards it. And so they all went over there and started getting dark, and they lit their lamps. Now, some will just bring enough oil for the lamp. Others will bring another flask. And God's going to say, some are wise, some are foolish. And this is a lesson about the kingdom of heaven. Let's launch into it. It's at the top of our notes together. If you would read out of Matthew 25, 1 through 5, and then I'm going to finish the story. But let's read it together. Would you with me? Go. The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The 5 who were foolish took no oil for their lamps, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, we're going to pause there because I need you to underline a couple of phrases. Would you underline the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated? So we know that God's going to talk about activity in the kingdom of heaven and whether we're going to be a part of that or not. Will be determined by whether or not we are wise or foolish. So then, what is it? Well, the foolish had just enough oil in their lamps, just for the lamp. But the wise, would you underline, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. Today I want to talk about bring extra oil. Bring more oil. Now, and then I want you to underline one more phrase, when the bridegroom was delayed. It's a simple message today, a message, the fact that sometimes the king of heaven, because it says the kingdom of heaven, bridegroom, obviously we know that's talking about God. Why bring extra oil? God is going to say the wise do that because the bridegroom will sometimes leave you delayed. Your expectations won't pan out. Your plans won't work. Your timetable will not be met. Your dreams will be marginalized or shelved for a while. And you'll think, why is it being delayed? Bring extra oil. Because if you don't, your lamp will go out. And when it does, God says, that's foolish. Let me read the rest of the story. Matthew chapter 25. And it says, while the bridegroom was delaying, they all grew drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight, there was a shout. Behold, the bridegroom. Come on, let's meet him. At midnight. Then all of these bridesmaids rose and got their lamps out. Now the foolish one said to the wise, hey, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. But the wise said, no way. There will not be enough for us and for you too. Instead, go down to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, Lord, open up for us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I don't know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day or the hour. Now, we understand that we don't know the day or the hour of the second coming of the Lord, but let's bring it into application to our lives even here. You won't know what's coming up next week or the week after. God knows. And you don't know the walls you're going to hit, the delays that you're going to encounter, the experiences that will strike you with a scar or something that will impede your way, a speed bump in life. You don't know. God does. You're going to need extra oil. Otherwise, your lamp will go out. You'll need extra oil. And so God is going to speak to us about the wisdom of getting extra oil. Now, you'll notice the ones who were foolish brought just enough oil so that if everything panned out the way they expected it to pan out, and if he came when he was supposed to come and everything was done on my timetable, I would have enough. But the Bible says the kingdom of God doesn't happen in scheduled ways sometimes. Kingdom of God happens sometimes in the delays of life. Think about it. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. That's where he was going. In the middle, there was a delay. A woman with a hemorrhage of blood reaches out and touches the hem of his garment. The Lord turns around, heals her. The kingdom of heaven took place in a delay. Peter was on his way to the temple. There was a man lame from birth, looking to receive alms. Peter turned and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And having grabbed him by the hand, he pulled him up, and his ankles and feet were strengthened, and he began to leap and jump and praise God. What happened? On the way, a delay took place, kingdom of heaven. Jesus was on his way when he encountered a woman caught in adultery, about ready to be stoned. And he says, "Stop, let him who is without sin be the first to cast a stone." A woman was healed, delivered, forgiven. The kingdom of heaven happened in a distraction. It was in the midst of redemption that Jesus took time to speak to a thief on either side of them and usher them into heaven. Kingdom of heaven happens sometimes in the delays of life. But sometimes when we're going one way, we just have enough oil to meet our expectations. And when things happen where the kingdom of God is starting to take place in the distractions and the delays, if we're not careful, we won't meet them. We won't even allow the kingdom of heaven to take place because I don't have enough oil for delays. And the only thing I'll have then will be anger, maybe rash words. And the Lord says, there's going to be a wise person and going to be a foolish person. We're going to talk about that. So let me pull some lessons, extract some lessons, and distill them for us out of Matthew 25. And let me give you three of them. Number one, would you write down, here's what wisdom says. Wisdom says, be flexible. Why? For God's ways aren't always our ways. Be flexible. For God's ways are not always our ways. Be flexible. Who also says that? Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 9. Isaiah speaks up and confirms this as he says, and let's read what God is saying through the book of Isaiah to us. Let's read it. Go. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Yeah. It says, be flexible because God's ways are so different. But foolishness says, it's my way or the highway. That's right. Write that down. Foolishness says, it's my way or the highway. In other words, I plan it. This is the way it should be. That's the way it should go. And Proverbs 12 tells us how foolish that is. Let's read what it says. Go. "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." Yeah, you see, the way I figure it is right. That's the way it should be. I planned it out. I planned it out. I planned my life. This is how it should go. And that's the way it's going to go. But you know, we serve what I call a roundabout God. A roundabout God, which means sometimes we have a certain direction that we plan, but God circumvents that, circumnavigates that. Just like God bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt. He could have taken them straight into Canaan, but instead he circumnavigated the whole Sinai desert, 40 years delayed. Why? Because God knew that if he would have taken them straight into Canaan, they wouldn't have had the heart nor the fortitude, the interior, internal, tensile strength. They would have folded and been annihilated. But instead, he took them down, circumnavigated down through the Sinai, a roundabout God. Then he brought them up. Why? Because there was so much he had to teach them of character, of discipline, of devotion, the quickness with which they would leave God for an idol. He had to burn all of that out of them before they met Canaan. And we serve a roundabout God too. Sometimes we look at things, we come to quick conclusions. Well, he's lost his way. Well, God missed it there. I remember when I wanted to come back here to Honolulu, place where I grew up, I'd been 15, 16 years up in the Northwest in ministry training and college and preparation. But instead, the Lord took us not here. He kind of went around, circumnavigated Honolulu and took Anna and me to Hilo. When we landed in Hilo, no kidding, first 28 days, rain nonstop. The Pu'uo vent of the volcano started to explode. The day we landed is the day it started to erupt. And I thought, well, this is a really nice homecoming. And I thought, God, why did you send us to Hilo? But you know, nearly 12 years later, when we finally thought, okay, God is saying to go, I had never cried so much in my life to leave such precious people. Now, I knew God was calling me here, but it's almost the Lord said this way. He said, Wayne, I'm going to take you a roundabout way because there's stuff inside of you that you need to grow in. If you would have come straight here, you would have ruined everything. But I'm going to take you a delayed route. You're going to need extra oil. Otherwise, you'll get frustrated, you'll get impatient, and you'll make impulsive decisions because you don't understand my ways. And folks, sometimes if we don't have extra oil, you'll find yourself fighting with God because things aren't going like I planned it to go. We'll fight against God. And when you start to fight against God, that's one battle you will never win. And if you think you have, it'll be the greatest defeat you'll ever experience. You need extra oil because things don't always go the way you think they should. Same thing with people. I mean, you need extra oil if you're a parent, right? Your kids start growing up a little crooked. But the Lord says, hey, wait a minute. They're not going to freeze dry in this problem season that they're having. You know, because, you know, you've got these plans. My plan was I wanted Aaron to be like a child prodigy by 8 months. You know, he needed to be playing concert piano or something. And when they don't, it's like, ooh. Your wife, you know, if you're a husband, you get married, you're going to need extra oil. You know, you're a wife, you get married, you need extra oil. Otherwise, you're going to blow up, you know, like with my wife, you know, she grumbles all the time. You know, it's very difficult for me to live with that woman. She has been to anger management since, so she's getting better, but I tell you. But sometimes, you know, and the Lord says, hey, listen, if you're going to be a husband, the honeymoon gets over, you need extra oil. You need that. Otherwise, it's going to have the friction. It's going to seize things up. The heat's going to increase, and you're going to destroy your engine. Your whole heart for marriage will be going down the drain. Well, it's her fault. No, you don't bring extra oil. You see, the foolish ones bring just enough oil that if everything goes the way you expect it to, then you're okay. But it doesn't happen that way. I remember one day my wife was grumbling about something, as she always grumbles, and not my fault. And so we were going to the mailbox to get some mail. And she went, rah, 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 rah. And I was just, you know, I'm just being cool because I'm a humble guy. And so we just walk into the mailbox, and she's just grumbling, grumbling, grumbling. And we get the mail, and I start going back up the drive, and she's grumbling, grumbling. So I just, I ran out of oil. I turned to her and I said, hey, just grow up. Now, one thing you don't say to your wife is that. Don't ever say that. That's how I got this scar right under my eye. And that left hook came out of nowhere. The whapple. But I tell you, sometimes we think, well, you know, that's it. And the Lord is saying, if you're going to be a husband, you're going to need extra oil. If you're going to be a wife, you need extra oil. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
Bring extra oil. Foolish bridesmaids brought just enough so that if everything went the way they expected it to, then I'm fine. The kingdom of heaven is not like that.
You have just heard part one of a message entitled Bring More Oil by Pastor Wayne Cordero. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.